This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
That's right, it's 9 o'clock, it's Thursday night, that means it's time for... The Woods! Oh, come on, James, be a bit more excited than that.
I was really excited.
I'm joined in studio tonight by the dulcet tones of Just James. How are you?
Hi, I'm really, really happy.
Are you?
Glad to be here. Does that sound exciting enough for you, Robin?
Yes, it sounds a little forced.
Much better than The Woods.
Well, it's good to have you. How's your week been?
Pretty good. As you know, we did a lot of bump and grind and shit like that last week.
Didn't take you 3 minutes and you're already accusing me of all kinds of wild things.
I know.
Of course, joined as well by the very bear curious Dean.
Hey, how you doing?
Still curious after
Sitting here quietly, these years. Still curious, listening quietly to the banter about things you guys got up to earlier in the week.
Ah, and you weren't there.
No,
enough about that. Mandy's listening.
Hi, Mandy.
You mean I can't tell those stories, Robbie?
You can talk to her privately if you like. You've been away, Dean.
I have been away. You know what? I love a short week. Oh, I do like a short week. Being a short week.
Short week, what?
Well, because we had Tuesday. What day do we have off? We had Tuesday off.
One of them,
there's
Tuesday.
There's a horse race on. They gave us a day off.
Diddly, diddly.
I do like a short week. But I did go away. I went to Perth.
And how was that?
Perth was nice. I went back for a high school reunion. Now, imagine this. Imagine how it would be if you went to a high school reunion and people did not recognise you. Awkward.
Could be,
well, that's
could
a good
be
thing.
Good. Could be good. Or could
I
be
think
bad.
It would be flattering, but in fact, this actually happened. So it was the, can I say, it was the 30-year reunion. Yes,
right.
I am that
wow.
old. And so you'd expect in 30 years, people do change a bit, yeah? But I went back and there's this one young lady who I remember in high school as being sort of a quieter girl.
Yep.
And on the night, she was there all blonde and buxom and quite, you know, Amazonian almost, you know. But people didn't recognise her. And she was quite offended.
So it wasn't you.
I thought that was actually quite a compliment that people didn't recognise you.
I thought you were going to tell us a story
that
about you not being recognised.
Oh, no, everybody knows me. Oh, no.
So you haven't changed a bit.
I haven't changed
also
a bit.
He was also blonde and buxom and very different to how
we
know him.
I was head boy in school.
How were you?
I was head boy in school.
You were the one to know.
Who'd you sleep with to get that job, I wonder?
I was not a practising homosexual back then.
Oh, right.
No. But I was head boy, so people kind of knew me. You know,
he didn't need to practise. Robbie, he was so good.
But high school reunions, yeah, really interesting.
So what's the turnout like for after 30 years?
There was about 120 people there.
And how much does that relate to how many students there were?
I think about 150 graduated.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. So, and luckily, they did have name tags. I was very grateful. Because after 30 years, some people's waistlines have expanded and their hairlines have receded. And
no.
That was just the girls. Yes. I didn't recognise everybody. It was a great night. So I'm really glad that I made the trek.
Way to go for a school reunion. It's a long way to go.
What, 30 years back?
30 years back and how many hundreds of kilometres?
How many frequent fly points, yeah. But yeah, so that was my little sojourn, my little trip.
And we were bears travelling this week because, James, you've been away as well.
I did. I went to Adelaide.
Radelaide.
So many different names. I never know what to call it.
Radelaide's what the kids are calling it.
I had a week in Adelaide, did a little bit of culture, got a look at the architecture and stuff like that.
Oh.
Met some new friends.
Look at you all.
Yeah.
I've just been working my bum off at home.
Oh,
bloody hell.
Well,
thanks, guys.
So many ways we could take that, but we won't.
No, we won't. We've got a very exciting show tonight.
We have such an exciting show.
We do. We have two fantastic guests.
The royalty. Royalty in the house.
What's a double royalty? I don't know if we've ever had double royalty in the studio.
I don't know either.
We have two sashed, beautiful, lovely gentlemen. One's here, one's not.
One's coming in still.
One's on their way.
Let's start with the one who's here.
lovely. The beautiful Craig Vacant, who was Mr. Australasia Bear in when, Craig?
That wasn't even close, was it? We practiced your last name. Tell us your name, Craig.
Craig Besket.
There you go. And we practiced, Robbie. We practiced.
Robbie was doing his French.
And he was the one who wanted to go with last names. I was like, just say it's Craig.
So, Craig, you were Mr. Australasia Bear 2010.
That's right, yep.
So that's not 30 years ago. That's only 6 years ago.
Yes, correct.
Oh, my God. 6 years ago. Seems when like, did that go?
Yeah, it seems I know. Like forever. So.
And you don't look a day older, Craig. You don't look a day older or an inch bigger than when you... Well, maybe an inch or two bigger.
Maybe a little bit,
In some places.
Yeah.
No, I guess it's not good conversation for radio, but muscled and buff is pretty good description of Craig, really, isn't it?
Oh, thank you.
This is what I'm going to say.
That's a compliment.
So being bear curious, I'm still sort of coming to terms with all the terms, but yeah. Craig, could I suggest, are you a muscle bear?
Well, I suppose if you want to put me in that category, yes, I would say definitely.
Okay, muscle bear. I've now met a muscle bear. I can tick that one off my list.
Yep, absolutely.
Can I touch the muscle bear? maybe later.
One of the nice ones, because it's kind of a derogatory term.
Oh, is it?
Sometimes with some people.
Oh, did I just offend somebody?
No, not at all.
I haven't offended half the audience, have I?
No.
So you're a nice muscle bear.
I hope so.
So you're not sort of roid rage muscle bear. And you're... What if people got questions for muscle bears?
You can text us on 0427JOY949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can talk to Craig, Mr. Australasia Bear, and our other guest tonight, which will be Brad, who is the current reigning Laird Leatherman.
He's not a Mr. though, is he? He's not Mr. Laird Leatherman. No, there's only one Mr. in this relationship.
I think it's the Laird Leatherman, isn't it? That's the title.
Sure. Why not?
Laird Leatherman 2016 is the official title.
And how long ago, like, when was the event, Craig? How long ago?
Which one, 2010 or 2016?
No, the 2010 we know.
Let's ask Brad about that. Let's ask Brad when he gets here.
True, that's a good idea.
Let's stay with Craig. It's all about Craig in this bit.
Talk about Craig.
I'll talk about my boyfriend's one, and he can talk about his one as well. Mine was in Southern Hibernation 2010, in June. So.
And what did you do to win? Because I love the whole sash pageantry. It's very masculine, isn't it? The bears are very masculine. They have all these sash pageantry, and you do these different events, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't just turn up on the day and get a sash. You actually have to, you know, do some events.
Come up with stuff. You've got to practice.
What did you do on the day?
Okay, so the first thing they have is on the Friday night, which is Meat Rack, which is kind of a meet and greet of the contestants.
Meat Rack?
Yeah, and you sort of sell raffle tickets and just mingle with all the interstate visitors and everyone that's there. And then the next morning, you get up nice and early and go and have breakfast at the Laird when it's freezing cold. And you go through the question round, which is probably the most... It's like a panel interview. And
that happens in the morning, doesn't it?
That happens in the morning, yeah. So you're scored... there's, I think, five judges. There's from New Zealand, South Australia. Where else was there? It was Western Australia. And one from Vic Bears.
How early are we talking? Are we talking like pre-latte?
That's like 7:30 in the morning.
That's before you smashed Avo. Yeah. I don't think I've ever coherently answered
a question at 7:30.
They've changed it now. It's much later. I think they do it at about 9 o'clock now, whereas we had to get there at 7:30 after we'd finished at about 1:30 in the morning the night before.
What's the rationale for getting you up at 7:30
no
in the morning?
No idea whatsoever. No idea.
And what sort of questions do they ask you that time of the morning? Can you go get the paper for me?
No, they'll just ask you about how you fit into the bear community, how did you find, how did you first come in contact with the bear community? They might ask you...
did you tell the truth, Craig?
I did, actually. Yeah, I told them a story about New Zealand, so, yeah. So.
Mm.
Did you fit into X-rated? The bear community in New Zealand?
No, it wasn't X-rated. Actually, one of the judges that I wasn't too sure if he was that keen on me just looked at me and said, yeah, that was a really great answer, so I was pretty happy with that. So.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
So what after the question round? What happens next?
So then after the question round, we go home and you frantically practice for your fantasy round, because I think that's the one that everyone's the most nervous, because there's the most likelihood that something will go wrong because there's other people involved, or otherwise it just won't come off very good. So
I want to hear all about your fantasy round, but should we do that after a bit of Bardo?
Sure.
This is Bardo. I need somebody.
You're on Joy 94.9. If I was there, take you on a picnic. Look in my basket. You can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you will get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo. I'm a straight up grizzly.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a bear.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Just as Margaret Cho well informed us, we were just having a little bit of a boogie down to Bardo in the studio, weren't we?
Want somebody.
I think you may have exposed yourself as a bit of a Bardo fan, Becky.
I know. I like that song. It was fun. I like Bardo.
You exposed yourself.
No, I did not. not in front of the muscle bear. We've got a guest, James. We've got a guest.
I'd just like to say I had no idea what that song was about.
We are, of course, chatting to Craig, who was Mr. Australasia Bear in 2010.
And what's his last name, Robbie?
No, I screwed it out already. I'm not even trying anymore. Yeah, Craig, you were just about to tell us all about your fantasy round,
your
which
fantasy.
Is often the highlight.
Oh, your fantasy.
And even though it's not a visual medium, everybody is now perched on the edge of their seats, leaning forward, panting profusely.
Paint us a picture.
Okay, so I had four guys come out.
Four?
And I had a little step ladder and right. jock strap on, and they sort of roughed me up and pushed me over the step ladder and may have eaten my ass out.
Oh.
I told them they could simulate it or actually do it if they wanted to, so...
Right.
There is a stunned silence around the room.
You know, we all knew it was coming, but we still reacted to it.
We knew it was coming, but we're still speechless.
Well, that would have gotten quite a reaction from the crowd, I imagine.
Yeah, it did, actually.
Yeah.
And did they just give you the sash then and there? Was there something else you needed to do to prove yourself?
No, there was another couple of rounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was, yeah. There's a bear. The first one is just your regular bear wear.
Oh, yeah,
whatever. You can wear whatever you like. And then the second one, and then the next one is bear minimum. So I came out with a little teddy bear on. And just
on what?
Just over my bits. Outside underneath. And just as I got to the judges, I dropped the teddy bear and put my legs apart and bent down to pick it up. And that got a bit of a reaction too.
I'm getting a vibe about Craig. I don't know about you guys. I'm getting a bit of a vibe that he might be a bit of an exhibitionist.
Or is he painfully shy?
No. Painfully shy.
Painfully something. I'm not sure that shy is the word I'm looking for.
So how many people were you competing against?
Do we have five in our year? No, actually, we might have six in our year, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, with the Mr. Australasia Bear 2016, did you make a return to the stage? Were you part
yes,
of
the... Yes, actually.
Because it was the 21st or 20th anniversary. I'm going to say 20.
Yeah.
Text me if I'm wrong.
Matt Cutler tried to get the most Australasian Bear winners in a picture that were all together on stage. So mm-hmm. he contacted us and said, bring your sash along. We'll get up on stage and... yeah, so it was good.
So we have, obviously, this year with, help me out here, with our current Mr. Australasia Bear being from...
Patrick.
And apologies to Patrick.
Oh, we love Patrick.
Can you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, I can actually. Grieber. He's a current Melbourne boy who's Mr. Australasian Bear. So is that the first time it's come back home? You were a Melbourne boy when you won?
Yeah. Yep. Matt Cutler won in 2011 when I judged.
So we do pretty all right. We do all right as a city.
Oh, yeah, they do pretty. It seems to bounce
and
between...
Aaron won. Mr. Australasia Bear.
Seems to bounce a little bit between Aussie and New Zealand, though, because there was Lucien,
he won 13,
guy, he won.
Didn't he?
Yeah,
and
I think
then
so.
Michael Heath from Perth, because I judged over in Perth as well, they invited me over to judge that, and he won in 2014.
So did you judge Michael Heath's competition? Oh, so you were responsible for bringing Michael across.
Well, I judged him. I don't know how responsible I was, but yeah, kind of.
So what was that event like in Perth? So many of our listeners will have been to the Laird or have heard us talk about the Mr. Australasia Bear events at the Laird, but going all the way to Perth, not for a high school reunion, but for a Perth Bear, West Oz Bear,
yep.
At what, Connections, was it? Or the
That's right, Connections,
What
yeah.
was that like?
It was great, actually. Yeah. It was a really nice crowd. It was. I think they had five contestants there that night as well. We had a question happening during the day at a reasonable hour. I think we did it about 1:30 in the afternoon. So we had a bit of a chat to them. And then basically similar sort of process that they go through for Southern Hibernation. They had a fantasy round. And
and what was the seating like, Craig? What was the seating like? Can you talk about the seating?
Okay. So there were four judges there. Uh-huh. And just as the fantasy round was starting, all of a sudden the front of my chair started to collapse. And I thought, I can't ruin this guy's fantasy. So I've got my arm on Sam, and I had to say, who's
one of the other judges?
It was Mr. Westos, Bear, previous year. Uh-huh. And I said, hold me up, my chair's about to go. So I finally got through his fantasy and said to Tim, I think his name is Tim, the owner, I need another chair. So they got me another chair, and
I think these Victorians there
put it on.
So demanding.
I got through the end of that round, and then all of a sudden the chair started going back the other way, and I looked at him and I said, don't you have a metal chair? I said, I'm too much Bear for these chairs. And I turned around and said, how heavy are you guys? And I think the heaviest was Glenn, who won Mr. Australasian Bear in 2002, I think, from Western Australia. And he said, I'm 94. I said, I think I was 98.7 kilos then. I said, I need a stronger chair. Too much Bear for this chair. So I busted two of their chairs.
But you think for a Bear event, somebody would get some sturdy chairs.
I mean, you would think so.
The crowd might need connections, doesn't it? Does it do a lot of Bear events at connections?
I don't know.
I don't.
They might have been unused to the heftier man.
Yeah.
But no, you're less than 100, that's not hefty at all.
That's true.
Mr. Muscle.
That's
Bear.
True.
Yeah, anyway.
Plenty more than that. What, after you won, what did you reckon, did you find that a lot of doors opened to you? Did things change for you?
Yeah, he flew to Perth to judge another one. That was a business perk.
I flew to New Zealand first, actually, to judge their competition. That was my first one. I got to meet a lot of people and did some interesting fundraising events. And it's something I always wanted to do, was present a large fake check to a charity. I said to Rick Cooper, I said, can I give it to the charity? That's the only thing I want to do, is give a large fake check to the charity. So, yeah.
And so you did.
Yes.
You realised your dream.
I realised my dream. Plus, it was a good cause as
he
well.
He really dreams big, this guy, doesn't he? Like, there's some aspirations going on there,
good
Craig.
Good to know that when you get to the end of your days, you can die happy knowing that you...
I did.
Well, it was a good cause too. And actually, Brad will talk to you, has a similar sort of cause that I raise funds for as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you still wear the sash around the house? Does the sash get out of the cupboard? And
just the sash?
I take it off and cry, before every Southern Hibernation. Sing, what about me,
Some sash regret. Some sash regret.
No, it's kind of just in the cupboard with all my other leather stuff. So I just sort of look at it every now and then.
Do you wear it out to official events and stuff?
Occasionally. If they, like the last Hibernation thing we did, wore it out. And if I go and judge anywhere overseas or, yeah.
I've heard he wears it a lot. I've heard he wears it to the opening of an envelope.
I do not wear my sash as much as some people.
That's not what Brad says. Brad says you wear it a lot.
Actually, maybe we could ask this question when Brad gets in, but I'm thinking...
Brad just about lost.
I hope he's still coming. I hope he's not lost out there.
He might be lost, but I'm just wondering if my boyfriend had a sash, I wonder if we'd compare sashes. I don't know.
Sash envy?
We've never done that.
Have you ever compared sashes?
I said we should take a picture one day, but he didn't want to.
Who's got the bigger sash, you reckon?
Let's ask Brad if he agrees with that. On the other side of this break, you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
Thank you, Matty Alba, and we have been joined by another member of royalty. Can you believe how lucky we are? We've got Brad live in the studio. You've done a mad dash in, just made it in time. Welcome.
Thank you. Actually, mad dash from the other end of Joy, to be honest. I've been doing the Taste of Radio.
You have been doing Taste of Radio.
Other end of the studio.
Now, which is very exciting, which is all a part of, you are the current reigning Laird Leatherman 2016, and Taste of Radio is one of the prizes for you, wasn't it?
Taste of Radio was part of the prize pack for myself.
Fantastic.
it's been very busy since I won the title in August, so it's go,
actually. I bet. And how are you finding Taste of Radio? One session in?
Tonight was the first night, so a bit of an introduction. Ease us into it before they give us a hard start.
Oh, you'll be paddling next week. You'll be pushing the buttons and moving the knobs. You'll be right.
It's a great thing to do, and if anyone's ever interested, look it up on joy.org.au, Taste of Radio.
Get in quick because they sell out really fast.
They do sell out, and they're always popular.
Just sign up to be in the competition for Lead Leatherman 2017.
Do it the easy way.
Do it the easy way.
Just win a lead.
Now, I keep wanting to say Mr. Lead, but it's not Mr. Lead, is it? Just Lead.
Lead Leatherman.
So in this relationship, we've got one Mr. and one just Lead.
Yeah.
If you have any questions for the Lead Leatherman or for Craig, Mr. Oshalesia Bear, 2010,
Craig
SMS.
Who?
SMSs on 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. So, Brad, if you can remember all the way back, tell us what it was like for your pageant experience.
Being part of the Lead Leatherman is actually quite full on, but it's a lot of fun as well. You get to meet a group of guys. In this particular year, I think there was six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit of a competition that goes on before to actually help build some camaraderie, but there's a lot of fun involved around it, and it's not just what you see on stage on the night as well.
What do you see on the stage on the night?
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Well, on stage on the night, there's three parts to it. There's mm-hmm. What they call the formal leather. So basically, that's the full head-to-toe leather part. Then you've got your bare essentials, so to speak, to put it into the lingo for this.
For bare audience.
They
know what you're talking about.
Bare essentials being spelled B-A-R-E, not B-E-A-R.
Which is basically a jockstrap type section.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got your fantasy or talent section, which is where that piece of music came from.
We've heard a little bit about Craig's fantasy already tonight. I'm wondering and really curious now to hear about yours. What was your fantasy section?
Well, we just played the song, didn't we? So that's Duran Duran with Wild Boys.
Yeah. I used the Wild Boys as a background to
mm-hmm.
it.
I
picked something which could tell a story, so you have a start in an
So did Craig, apparently.
And and from that point of view, I was out in public doing something that you're not meant to be doing in public, and a police officer came up behind me to try and arrest me.
To try and arrest me.
And in this particular case, I thought, well, this is the twist to the story, and I actually ended up with my accompanying person, which happened to be Craig, the police officer in handcuffs and tied up. And then I actually stripped them down partly and bashed them around, so to speak, with their baton.
Gently.
And consensually as well, because we don't do it without
We don't
consent.
Do anything without consent, that's right. And we all know policemen consent to that kind of beating up.
Exactly. And then mysteriously, at the end of it, a string of mirror balls just happened to appear from somewhere.
From the ceiling?
From the ceiling, yes. From his top pocket.
There
may be a bit of a malfunction with the glitter balls. Can you tell us about the glitter ball malfunction?
Well, we were rehearsing prior to the actual event on the night,
mm-hmm.
and the mirror balls were strung together with some leather between them. And on the night that when we were rehearsing, they came apart, and it's like, well, how do I get them back together? And we had to go on a mad dash to find a glue gun and heat glue it all
together. Because I imagine the Bretton Marcus do have a little craft room there in the Lead.
Yes, but they didn't have a glue gun. No. I was calling people frantically for a glue gun to try glue the mirror balls back together to leather.
I did hear that Brett and Mark have crochet hooks and knitting needles and a little bit of macrame and
cross stitch. They're a big fan.
Not an awful lot of glue.
Craft time at the Lead. You know, on a Sunday afternoon.
I've seen a few bits of craft going on at the Lead on a Sunday afternoon.
Crafty people, perhaps, not so much the craft. So what were your other outfits? What were your inspirations there? Just favourite pieces of yours?
My first outfit was full head-to-toe leather. I actually had some new leather pants, which I actually made specifically, and I only got them in time for that week. It was a uniform type look, so uniform top, the full Sam Brown belts, the leather tie, and the full high boots.
Is it expensive, Brad, to kit yourself out in a, you know, like a full leather outfit? Does it cost a lot of money?
Leather can be quite expensive, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to be. Everyone has a starting point. Yeah. I know that when I first started, I got some secondhand leather, mm-hmm. and I got some smaller items and felt my way into the scene, so to speak, and yep. work out if that's what I wanted to be part of. Mind you, when I say that, the pants that I got made weren't sort of off the rack, and they weren't quite cheap.
Yeah, it can be a pricey hobby, can't it?
I've got a bit of a very miniature collection at home, and I've got a pair of chap shorts, and they weren't cheap either. No. They're made to measure. But I think the point you make about, yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive. And how would you go around, what would you be your advice to people who don't want to spend a lot of money?
Well, for a start, see what friends are like, if you've got friends and that, because if you're just seeing if this is what you're wanting to get into, people don't always want to actually spend that money.
Yeah.
So you can borrow items from friends and actually go out with that. The other thing is things like the Northside Bazaar, they do a leather and treasure type thing where you can buy secondhand leather and things like that. So.
And have you got stuff from there? What was your best buy in terms of cost-effective leather?
I actually picked up a full leather motorcycle jacket in an op shop in Queensland for $50.
Wow, that's amazing. Full leather, like full size?
Yeah, full padded out leather, and it was one of those things I saw and I thought, oh, it's $50, it won't fit because it was so cheap.
Yeah.
Put it on, it fitted like a glove.
Perfect fit. Wow,
it's great when that stuff happens. Yeah, how do you tell your leather from your not leather? Because I can never tell if it's leather or pleather or in or out or vinyl.
If it moves, it's leather. That's how it goes, Robbie.
Well, if it's mooing, it's probably not quite to the leather stage. That's another point.
Probably not been long enough on the rack.
Yeah. There are different qualities of leather. So some of the cheaper leather can look like some of the pleather, so to speak. It's one of those things that you actually do get to know more with about it the more you've been around it as well.
Is there a hierarchy in the rooms? Can you look out and go, that person's not wearing the good type of leather?
I don't personally go along that thing. I know that if you, particularly in some areas like the States, people get a little bit more along that line. So,
do you have a favourite piece, Brad? Is there a piece that you really, really enjoy wearing and you'll wear a lot?
I have a favourite piece. I don't wear it as much nowadays as what I used to.
Yep.
I have actually got a leather jockstrap, which was a gift to me.
Right,
and it's actually more...
You mean some piece of trade left it behind?
No, it was actually custom made for me from someone, and it was the reason and that why I got given it. So it was a personalised,
emotional kind of thing. Yeah, that's lovely. Sort of not a story you kind of expect from the lead leather man, really, is it? Like, he touched me and left me a leather jockstrap behind.
James, you've been wanting to be touched by the lead leather man all night.
You weren't supposed to tell him. I told you that in secret.
Now, we asked Craig before about whether you compare sashes at home. He told us that that's not true. Have you secretly been comparing your sashes?
No, we haven't compared sashes. There have been a number of people that said that we should be getting the sashes out and doing photo opportunities, but at the moment, they haven't met each other.
They haven't even been in the same room?
Well, they've been in the same room.
Oh, goodness.
They've not come out at the...
They've not come into contact with each other.
Exactly.
Oh, and a heap of places we could go with that.
A big thank you to your partner, Dean, who has dobbed you in as being... You would definitely be comparing sashes. A little bit competitive at home, are we, Dean?
Earlier on, I did say that, you know, I imagine if my partner and I had both been, you know, if we were a sashed up couple like you chaps, that we might be a little bit competitive about the size of our sashes.
And Anthony has said that you certainly would.
He agrees that I would be. I don't know that I'm that competitive.
No, I'm curious.
I just win all the time. Can I help that? I don't think so.
I'm really curious about you two. I want to know, have you, either of you two got leather?
I've got a belt.
Just the one?
One or two, and a couple of shoes. No, I don't have a leather jacket.
No dalliance?
My leather jacket's a little bit 80s, I suspect. It's not.
You've never been to Spit and Polish?
Anything goes?
No, I've not been to Spit and Polish.
Ooh, there's an awful lot we could teach you about.
I've been to a Duran Duran concert, but I don't think I'm one of the wild boys.
What about you, Robin?
Sitting neatly.
No, I've got some cuffs, and I've got some bits and pieces. I've had a look. Northside Bazaar this year, I had a real good look through. There was a leather vest there that I didn't mind, but it didn't fit me.
So, oh, you know what I want? I want a kilt. I like a leather kilt.
Yeah. But you know, they're so expensive. Like, you would think something really, really simple, like a leather kilt. You'd think maybe that would be a decent, cheap price, but they're more expensive, aren't they?
There's a lot of leather that goes into a kilt, though.
Is that what makes them so pricey? The fact that there's a lot of leather in it?
Yeah. It also depends on the quality of the leather for anything to how pricey it becomes. But
right.
There is a lot of leather goes into a kilt, so it becomes a lot of work and a lot of cost goes into the materials.
Right.
So what's the if I was to buy leather, I've seen some images of the blue leather shirt or the red leather shirt, and then obviously the black leather shirt. Is black better than blue and red? What's the...
Black is the standard fallback colour that most people...
And we're Melburnians, so you kind of got to do your black leather. Yeah, or you have to wear black.
So black is the standard sort of leather that sort of is the generic leather. The colours traditionally come back to the Hankey Code.
Ooh. Do they really?
Dean, you didn't know that, did you?
Oh, so what would a blue...
Didn't know you were dalliancing.
If I was wearing a blue leather shirt, what would that suggest? What does that mean,
well, Craig, just so people know, Craig's making a gesture with a finger in his hand.
But then, once again, it depends on what colour blue, because, for example, there are different shades of blue, and pale blue might mean that you're into giving someone oral.
Okay.
Whereas...
A deeper blue?
A navy blue is penetration of other sorts and methods.
Right.
Whereas what they call a mid-blue in America is people with fetish for police.
Well, there you go.
And we suggest, Dean, if you see a jacket that's red leather, don't buy it.
Don't go. Oh, okay. I'm getting other hand movements here.
Very emphatic hand gestures in the room now.
Red leather, yellow leather. I guess is something again.
Absolutely.
Oh dear. I'm glad we're not live streaming today.
Yes, I should be writing this down. I'm learning a lot. So not red leather, not yellow leather, not blue leather. Go, just go black.
No, blue leather's okay.
Blue leather's very
normal and ordinary.
Oh, no.
We will learn lots of more fun and exciting things just after the break. You're on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You are on the Woods. Joy 94.9.
Actually, it doesn't ever get old. It does get old. It's old now. But we do it because we like it.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. I remember when I was new, I loved it.
And maybe when we get Mark back, we can get him to do it on his own again. Sorry, Mark.
No, we will never make poor Mark do it on his own again. We are having a great night. So we are chatting to two of the royalties from our scene, the Mr. Australasia Bear 2010, Craig, and his partner, Brad, Laird Leatherman, 2016.
Now, earlier I asked, so Craig is a muscle bear.
Mm.
He hasn't let me touch him yet, but maybe a little bit later. But Brad, do you identify as bear?
I identify as part of the bear community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put a particular label on myself, though.
No. I bought him a Czech shirt the other day.
A Czech shirt. Oh, that's very bear. Very bear wear.
Your couple's dressing already. Isn't that cute? So, Brad, you there's more to you than just the sash. You are heavily involved with a charity, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. As part of the Lead Leather Man, each year the winning contestant actually gets to choose a cause that they want to support and raise funds and awareness of. This year I've actually chosen Queer Space, which is a program run by Drummond Street Services, and they promote better mental health outcomes for the LGBTIQ community.
Fantastic. And have you been involved with them for a long time to lead up, or is that a new...
No, it's actually something new. I knew I wanted to take on a cause that was promoting mental health and a more positive mental health attitude for our community, because I felt it was an area that we lack certain things, and it's an area that needs improvement on. And at the time, this horrible thing that they call a plebiscite was very much more on the agenda than it is at the moment, and I could see that if that went through further, then there'd be even more of a need for it. So that's part of the reason why I chose this particular cause.
Fantastic. So as part of the Lead Leather Man, you're saying, so was there a donation that you got to make?
I've got the 12 months now having won the title to raise funds for
great.
For the
cause. Fantastic.
And also raise awareness of the cause. So
now, Craig was telling us earlier about him living his lifelong goal of handing over a giant-sized novelty check. Have you managed to reach such heights yet?
Well, the giant-sized novelty check hasn't been on the big agenda for myself at the moment. As I said, my point at this point is actually just to continue to try get the funds and that so that we can actually hand over as much money as we can at the
end. So give us lots of money when you see us at the barbecue at the Land on Sundays.
It's all tax deductible, I'm assuming. You got your little receipt book with you?
I'll give you a sausage. It's really great. So he's just trying to get the name of Queer Space out there and a little bit about what they do, because they provide support and counselling services, but they also deal with family groups as well. They provide information on medical practitioners to see with gender issues and all sorts of things like that, drug and alcohol counselling.
And they're also the only cause that are currently doing major work with the trans community.
Can I just say that was a pretty special moment. You heard it here first on The Woods. Get yourself to the Lead on a Sunday afternoon and Craig and Brad will give you a sausage.
It's not every,
that's
it's,
an offer that you don't hear very often.
It's not every Sunday we're there. That the sausage sizzle is divvied up between different groups and individuals.
Yep. So if people wanted to find out a little bit more about Queer Space or the Drummond Street services more generally, where would they go?
Okay, they can actually Google Queer Space and that'll come up on that.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook. Or they can come up and chat to myself about it if they see me at the Lair.
And so the web address is ds.org.au.
That's correct.
The DS for Drummond Street.
Drummond Street.
Yeah. Cool. Oh,
wake up, Robbie.
I'm looking at Robbie. That's okay. We could have a bit of a song. What do you reckon?
Oh, sure.
What are we going to listen to?
It's been a while since we had a little bit of boogie in the studio.
What are we going to listen to?
Actually, before you got here, Brad, we were dancing to Bardot. Yes, I was.
Some of us were.
Actually, he was jigging. He wasn't dancing, but he was jigging. I don't care what he says.
But this is a bit of Robin dancing on her own.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
Woof. Grr, indeed. It's a Thursday night with the Bears, and we're nearly out of time. We've had the sensational Craig and Brad joining us, two of sashed-up royalty.
A sashed-up couple.
Double
the sash.
Isn't that great? They saw you out the other day and complained that they hadn't been on the show yet.
They did indeed. I got whinged at something shocking on the dance floor.
You offered a long time ago, so I just thought I'd take up the opportunity.
So there you go, guys. If you really want to come on The Woods, catch one of us in person and just hassle us. We'll say, what are you doing on Thursday night? No, we're a lot more prepared than that. A lot more professional.
But if you are listening to us and you do have an idea for a show, you could SMS us on 0427JOY949 or send us an email at thewoods@joy.org.au. Because I've always wanted to do a show about panda bears, about the Asians in our community.
Yes.
So if you're a
panda bear,
if you identify as a panda bear and you'd like to come on the show and tell us about your experience, let us know.
Okay. You can also hit us up on Facebook.
You can do that.
The Woods on Joy 94.9.
If you're a muscle bear and you want to send me some photos, send them via the Facebook page.
I want to get a silver bear in. I know a few silver bears. I think it'd be really good to have a silver bear in the studio.
Is that like a panda? Is it like a polar bear?
Polar bear, silver bear. Because as you all know, I'm kind of older than you two.
No, James, I'm
probably
stop
the oldest
it
one in the room. So I'd like some validation when we get some old bears in.
Equally, if you are a cub and you're listening, you're sort of new to the community and you'd like to come and have a chat, let us know.
Hit us up.
We're not fussy.
If you
clearly.
Oh, thanks.
No, we're very fussy here.
Thank you very much for joining us, boys. We appreciate it. It's been a fantastic experience getting to know all about your journeys. And, of course, if you have missed the show and you think someone might have liked it, check out the podcast.
At joy.org.au/thewoods or go to iTunes. And if you go to iTunes and you subscribe to the feed, you get a delivery every time we podcast.
It pops up on your phone.
A little phone. That's right.
Pops up on your phone.
And then you listen to the podcast and you go and click all the little stars and say, I loved it.
Coming up next tonight, of course, as always, are Dan and Andy from Pop Chops.
Pop Chops.
Our weekly fill of pop news. You've been listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Until next week,
Wolfgang. You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.